Chevrolet. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 feet to the mile. Rolling out of New York.
Oh, yeah, that is Asleep at the Wheel with Boogie Back to Texas. And that's what we do every week right here on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. We boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians. And I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Also, we're also streaming on the voiceofvashon.org and on the app. Thanks for listening tonight. Well, tonight our show is, let's let Blind Willie Johnson tell us all about it.
Well, want somebody to tell me, answer if you can. Want somebody to tell me, that whatever, sure I'm a man. I'm going to ask the question, please answer if you can. Is anybody sure and can tell me, that whatever, sure I'm a. Well, what somebody tell me, answer if you can. I want somebody to tell me, tell what every soul of a man. I traveled different countries, I've traveled in forest land. I've found nobody could tell me, tell what about the soul of a man. Well, won't somebody tell me, answer if you can. I want somebody to tell me, that what is the soul of a man. I saw a crowd stand talking, I just came up in time. Was teaching the lawyer, the doctor. Well, a man did nothing but his mind. Well, I want somebody tell me, answer if you can. I want somebody to tell me, just what is the soul of a. Gotta want somebody tell me, answer if you can. I want somebody tell me. Tell what is the soul of a man. I read the Bible often, I try to read it right. And for as I could understand, nothing but a burning. Gotta watch somebody tell me, answer if you can. I want somebody tell me, tell what is the soul of a man. When Christ had entered the temple, the people all stood amazed. Was teaching the lawyers, doctors, how to raise the man from the grave. Well, won't somebody tell me, answer if you can. Won't somebody to tell me, tell what is the soul of a man. Well, won't somebody tell me, answer if you can. I want somebody to tell me, tell what is the soul of a man.
Well, tonight we examine the soul. And that might be from the more religious side that we just heard, from the complimentary side, such as you got soul. From the pitying side, you pour soul. From a dance, from a stew, we got soul. With apologies tonight to DJ Rick for that. We open with Blind Willie Johnson and The Soul of a Man. It came from the Complete Blind Willie Johnson album. It's a compilation that was released in 1993. He was born in Pendleton, Texas, which is near Temple, which is kind of near Waco. And he only recorded between 1927 and 1930. He's a gospel blues singer, he's a guitarist, and most of all, an evangelist. His singing has been described as chest singing, and he played a really, really fine bottleneck slide guitar. He's not born blind. The story, he was blinded by a stepmom, at about age 7 when his dad and stepmom got into a fight about her infidelity, and during the argument, she splashed young Willie with a caustic solution of lye water that blinded him for life. Well, next up, we're going to do a dramatic shift in time and in style with two kind of related bands, I think they are. I'm going to lead off with the Byrds doing a bit of a kind of a psycho-cosmic weirdo thing. Instrumental. It's called Captain Soul.
Thank you. master. Stick around while the clown who is sick does the trick of disaster. For the race of my head and my face is moving much faster. Is it strange I should change? I don't know. Why don't you ask her? Is it strange I should change? I don't know. Why don't you ask her? Is it strange I should change? I don't know. Why don't you ask her?
Ah, yes, the Buffalo Springfield. Stephen Stills from Dallas, Richie Frey, Dewey Martin, Bruce Palmer, and Neil Young. And Neil Young, of course, wrote that song, and he was the lead singer. And he played the lead on that middle blistering guitar that you heard. And while it's clear, to me anyway, that the song is just kind of an attack on rock and roll stardom, I didn't know that Neil wrote it after he had an epileptic attack after a show. And he wrote it while he was in the hospital at UCLA and recovering. And that attitude displayed in that song just kind of tells me that Neil wasn't about to compromise his art just for being a star. And I think that kind of has worked out that way for his career. We opened that set with Captain Soul from the Byrds off their 1966 album Fifth Dimension. And the song was deemed by AllMusic to be a throwaway. And I don't totally disagree with that, but interesting to hear it. The Byrds at that point were Roger McGuinn on 12 string, Gene Clark, who left that same year, kind of Texan David Crosby on rhythm guitar, Chris Hillman on bass, and Michael Clark on drums. And if you saw Roger McGuinn's show at the VCA, you heard just an amazing set of stories around this group and his whole lifetime in music. And one story I recall is that early on, they wanted to be just like the Beatles, including buying exactly the same equipment as the Beatles, from guitars to amps and drums and everything else. You listen to songs about all kinds of souls and use of soul here on Boogie Back to Texas on the Voice of Vashon. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening in. And we're going to change gears yet again. It's what we do around here. A couple of songs that seem to me are kind of hopeful. And we lead off with a very soulful and yet reggae, Johnny Nash, and You Got Soul.
So why don't you come on? chance on my game for a little while. Put a little love in my soul. Put a little love in my soul. You got me stranded, don't leave empty handed. Put a little love in my soul.
Mark Benno from Dallas, Put a Little Love in My Soul. That came from his 1971 album, Minnows. And until I discovered him on one other show, I was totally unaware of him. But he started out playing guitar in a bunch of different bands in Austin in the 60s. Then he moved to L.A., where he hooked up with Leon Russell, and they formed the duo Asylum Choir. They released one album, and they recorded a second, but they didn't release that second album until after Leon became a success back in 1971. Before Mark, we heard Johnny Nash, You Got Soul, a single from his early 70s that appeared on a few compilation albums as well. Johnny was born and died in Houston, and after being a big hit in the R&B world, he is credited by some with being probably somewhat of a pivotal force behind the mainstream acceptance of reggae. We're going to have to check with our reggae master here. By age 13, Johnny was a regular on a local TV show in Houston. He went on to have a number of hits, especially covers, throughout the 70s, especially in England. Let's do one more, kind of a sermon of sorts. Here's Bill Carter and Deep Soul Sermon.
You never enough. I hear that bluebird sing. A golden touch on a silver wing. You fight so close. Sound echoes deep in the canyon, righteous harmonies like a 12-inch cannon blowing through the paper leaves. And it seems so final to hear that sun explode. The classic vinyl rolling down a rocky road. Gather around, feel the ages. Heavenly layers, three pages. The past is gone, but the spirit still rages. It's here to stay. dancing,
over dancing,
just like they shook it before. All over the Southland,
over the Southland,
down the foreign shore, foreign shore.
Bill Carter, Deep Soul Sermon from his 2013 album, Unknown. Bill's dad was in the Navy. He was raised up here, but he moved to Austin in 1976 to play some music, and he did pretty good. He's best known probably as a songwriter. When he and his wife, Ruth Ellsworth Carter, heard the Fabulous Thunderbirds were going to go into the studio to record, they wrote songs specifically for them. One of them, Why Get Up, and I think just landed just about in time, because they were about to get evicted from their house. And then, just about then, General Mills purchased the rights to use the song in a breakfast cereal commercial, and they were doing better. He wrote Wooly the Wimp for Stevie Ray. He wrote Crossfire for Stevie Ray and some others as well. He was part of a band called P that was with Johnny Depp and Gibby Hayes of the Butthole Surfers. Bill opened for Ian Moore a few years back at one of Ian's typically fabulous birthday party concerts, and he played a couple shows here at the Red Bike as well. You are listening to Boogie Back to Texas on the Voice of Vashon, where tonight we are hearing songs having to do with the concept of soul. Well, I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening.
This portion of VOV programming is brought to you by Minglement, Vashon Island's natural marketplace for the conscious consumer, where owners, staff, and customers alike embrace the importance of natural, organic, and non-GMO food and products, along with supplements, tinctures, gifts, bulk teas, spices, and herbs. Find them at Center, where the town of Vashon originated.
Voice of Vashon thanks Windermere Real Estate for its support making our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. Find them on the web at WindermereVashon.com.
Well, thank you to our underwriters. Thanks to all of you who listen in to The Voice of Vashon, one of our 40 or so shows every week, and we're pretty proud of that. Community radio at its best. This next segment of the show features the use of soul as kind of a part of pity, and in one case, a rather damning comment. We're going to lead off with James McMurtry. He's a poor lost soul.
Back home, they can't believe it. They don't know what you're about. doing it again. Your mother's doing all right. She owns a quick stop store. She used to call every Sunday, but she doesn't anymore. She just prays for your poor lost soul. She just prays for your poor lost soul.
Sister lost soul.
Alejandro Escovedo, Sister Lost Soul, from his 2008 album, Real Animal. This is the second album after Alejandro's brush fatal bout, near fatal bout, with hepatitis C, and it seems to be more about life than a work with the threat of mortality like the prior one was, The Boxing Mirror. Alejandro was born in San Antonio. His career has been eclectic, to say the least. He was in a punk band called The Nuns. He was in a roots rock band called The True Believers, with an all-country, alt-country band, rank and file, and then a solo career. So he spent some time out in San Francisco, where he had the punk band. Then he settled in Austin, where The True Believers and a huge fan base of True Believers arose. He continues playing and touring to this day. Before Alejandro, we heard James McMurtry from his 1989 album, Too Long in the Wasteland. That was his first album. If you've ever listened to Boogie Back, you know the high-level James history. His dad was Larry McMurtry. He was a novelist, and he wrote Lonesome Dove, and he was a screenwriter. He wrote Last Picture Show in Terms of Endearment and others, and James's primary caregiver as James grew up as well. The story behind this first album is that John Mellencamp was starring in a film based on a script by James's dad. So James kind of slipped in there, sent a little demo tape to John. John ultimately became the co-producer on this album, helped him get a contract with Columbia. James was born in Fort Worth, and he's got about a dozen albums out with the incredibly wonderful Horses and the Hounds album, his latest one that was released in 2021. We're going to do one more about lost souls, this one from Lucinda Williams, and it is a rather scathing indictment of a man without a soul.
You're a man without truth, a man of greed, a man of hate, a man of envy and doubt. You're a man without a soul. All the money in the world will never. You're a man bought and sold. You're a man without a soul. You bring nothing good to this world beyond a web of cheating and stealing. You hide behind your wall of lies, but it's coming down. Yeah, it's coming down. You're a man without shame, without dignity and grace. No way to save face. You're a man without a soul. How do you think this story? It's not a matter of how, it's just a matter of when, 'cause it's coming down, yeah, it's coming down. We'll be right back.
There's a darkness all around you to cover up your hiding. There's no light in your eyes. You're a man without a soul. Now the exits will be closing. The sad life will be exposed. No dealer and no deals. 'Cause you're a man without a soul. How do you think this story ends? It's not a matter of how. It's just a matter of when. 'Cause it's coming down. Yeah, it's coming down.
Well, that was rather scathing. That was the unmistakable voice of Lucinda Williams in A Man Without a Soul from her album Good Souls, Better Angels, released in 2020, and that date's not coincidental. Born in Louisiana, Lucinda was the daughter of a well-respected poet by the name of Miller Williams, and she was always kind of considered headstrong, you might say. She was kicked out of high school for refusing to cite the Pledge of Allegiance. She moved to Austin, bounced between Houston and Austin, and then on to New York, and then L.A. Initially, she was real well known as a songwriter as well as a performer. She, of course, wrote Passionate Kisses, covered by Mary Chapin Carpenter, a few covered by Emmylou, and Tom Petty covered one or two, and so on. She's a perfectionist. The fact that Car Wheels on a Gravel Road took more than 4 years to get out due to changes in producers 3 or 4 different times. Yeah, she was a perfectionist. Still is. She published her memoirs recently called Don't Tell Anybody the Secrets I Told You. You are listening to songs about soul or some kind of soul, one way or another, on Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon, your island connection. I am your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for tuning in tonight.
This portion of VOV programming is brought to you by Puget Sound Energy. If you're looking to save money on your energy bills, PSE offers rebates on a variety of products and equipment to help you upgrade the comfort and efficiency of your home. Visit pse.com/rebates to learn more.
This portion of VOV programming comes to you with support from Vashon Center for the Arts. VCA provides quality arts experiences for all ages and creates opportunities for artists to perform and exhibit their work. Find out what's happening at vashoncenterforthearts.org.
Well, once again, thanks to our underwriters and thanks to our listeners. Thanks to the people looking in the window and listening as well. I'll give you a minute to get your dancing shoes on. And this last section of the show tonight is a little bit less serious, and it's focused on dancing. And we are going to lead off with a little something called The Soul Twist from King Curtis, followed by a little something to eat from King Curtis as well. Here's Soul Twist.
Thank you. Special is Memphis Soul Stew. We sell so much of this, people wonder what we put in it. We're gonna tell you right now. Give me about a half a teacup of bass. Now I need a pound of fat back drums. Now give me 4 tablespoons of ballin' Memphis guitars. This gonna taste all right. Now just a little pinch of organ. Now give me a half a pint of horn.
Curtis Owsley, also known as, better known probably, as King Curtis, Memphis Soul Stew. That was a single that dropped back in 1967. It also appears on a bunch of different compilation albums. And we led off with King Curtis and Soul Twist, which is the title cut of his 1962 album. Curtis was born at Fort Worth. He went to high school with another jazz great, Ornette Coleman. And Curtis turned down a scholarship to join Lionel Hampton's band, and he recorded with a whole bunch of different kind of people, from Buddy Holly to Andy Williams to Jimi Hendrix to Waylon Jennings. He was also the sax on the Coaster song Yakety Yak and Charlie Brown. And he played with Aretha live on her Fillmore West album. And he played on John Lennon's Imagine album. He was trying to access the fuse box to his house when a guy would not move from the entrance. Fight broke out. Curtis was stabbed to death. He was 37 years old. At his funeral, Jesse Jackson led the service. Aretha sang, Stevie Wonder sang, and Brooke Benton and Duane Allman were among the attendees. We're going to head toward the door of this soul edition of Boogie Back to Texas with a couple more dance twos. This first one is a rocker. Here is Angela Straley with Soul Shake, a song originally made famous by Delaney and Bonnie, but here is Angela's own version. Angela Straley with Soul Shake. It's a title cut from her 1987 inaugural album, and you heard the great Austin Slide guitarist Danny Freeman, George Raines on drums, who also George happened to play some with Stevie Ray, Pat Whitlock on bass, Whitfield on bass, and Kaz Kazimoff on sax. Angela's born and raised in Lubbock, and she learned harmonica and bass before she became a full-time vocalist. She's got only 8 albums out, including one with Lou Ann Barton and Marsha Ball, which just is really a good one. Terry and I saw them perform together, and it was a gas. Another one you have heard here, another band that she played with, was a group called the Blues Broads, and one of her first bands was Southern Feeling with the aforementioned Denny Freeman and W.C. Clark, who just happened to teach guitar to Will and Charlie Sexton. Angela's she's a really well-credited blues historian, and she's also worked with Clifford Antone an awful lot and some others to develop the Austin blues scene. I am your host, Jeff Fletcher. We are here on Boogie Back to Texas on the Voice of Vashon, and we are going to head out the door with another kind of a dance number. It's got a little soul mixed in with it, a little disco beat, and who better than a guy from Houston whose band featured Calvin Owens at one time, a guy who knew how to tighten up. And here's the NFL running back Richie Bell's brother, Archie Bell, and the Drells, and Soul Walkin'.
Soul City Walkin',
Archie Bell and the Drells, Soul City Walkin', right here on Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening in tonight, and we will see you next week.